Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Our Bucket List, A Journal for Couples by Levity Note is a guided relationship journal built around a simple idea: couples grow closer when they intentionally dream, plan, and reflect together. Positioned in the couple's journal and keepsake category, it provides structured pages for partners to create a shared bucket list, document completed experiences, and preserve memories along the way. Rather than functioning as a traditional reading experience, the book is designed to be written in, revisited, and filled over time as the relationship evolves. Its purpose is both practical and sentimental. It helps couples translate vague hopes into concrete plans, while also capturing the story of those plans as they become real adventures, with dedicated space for writing and mementos, plus prompts that support reflection. The journal aims to spark meaningful conversations and encourage partners to build a shared vision of their dream life together. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creating a shared vision through a couple's bucket list. A central focus of the journal is helping partners create a shared bucket list, meaning a collection of experiences, goals, and dreams they want to pursue together. The value is not only in producing a list, but in the conversations required to build it. Couples often discover that their individual dreams overlap in unexpected ways, and they also learn where preferences differ, which can lead to better understanding and compromise. By putting ideas in writing, the journal encourages a shift from vague intentions to visible commitments, making it easier to prioritize what matters most to the relationship. The shared bucket list format also supports balance. Some items may be romantic, some adventurous, some personal growth-oriented, and some rooted in everyday joy. Because the book is a guided journal, it offers structure without requiring couples to invent their own system from scratch. Over time, the list can become a map of the relationship, reflecting changing interests and new goals as the partnership grows. Secondly, from ideas to action with structured planning and follow-through, the journal emphasizes action by providing a framework that goes beyond brainstorming. Many couples enjoy dreaming together but struggle to turn those dreams into real plans amid busy schedules and competing responsibilities. By dedicating space to each bucket list item and its completion, the book encourages follow-through in a practical, step-by-step way. Writing things down can clarify what an experience actually requires, such as timing, budgeting, travel logistics, or smaller milestone steps. This creates momentum and helps couples move from aspirational talk to intentional doing. The structure also subtly supports accountability when both partners participate. There is a shared sense of ownership over the goals rather than one person carrying the planning load. Even for low-key items, documenting progress can be motivating and can highlight the importance of making time for the relationship. In this way, the journal serves as both a planning tool and a gentle reminder that shared experiences do not happen automatically. They are chosen and created. Thirdly, documenting completed adventures through journaling and storytelling. A distinguishing feature of our bucket list is its emphasis on recording what happens after a goal is achieved. The journal offers space to write about the fulfillment of each bucket list item, turning experiences into stories rather than fleeting moments. This documentation can capture details couples might otherwise forget, such as how they felt beforehand, what surprised them, what they learned about each other, and what they would do differently next time. The process of writing together can also extend the experience, giving partners a shared ritual of reflection once an adventure is complete. This kind of storytelling helps couples build a narrative identity, a sense that they are not only living side by side, but actively creating a life together. Over months or years, these entries can show patterns in what brings the couple joy, what challenges they overcame, and how their interests evolved. The journal therefore functions as an archive of relationship growth, not just a record of activities. Fourthly, keeping memorabilia and building a lasting couple's keepsake. Beyond writing, the journal is designed to hold reminders of shared experiences. Couples often accumulate small items tied to meaningful moments, such as tickets, notes, photos, or other mementos. But those pieces can get lost in drawers or scattered across phones. By encouraging memorabilia keeping alongside written reflections, the book supports a more tangible memory practice. This matters because physical keepsakes often evoke emotion quickly and can bring couples back to a specific time and place. The act of saving and organizing these items can also become part of the relationship ritual, reinforcing that experiences are worth honoring rather than rushing past. Over time, the journal becomes a single place where plans, stories, and artifacts coexist, creating a compact history of the partnership for many couples. That makes it especially appealing as a gift for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, or milestones, since it offers both an activity to do together and an object that can be treasured long after particular adventures are completed. Lastly, looking back, prompts that encourage gratitude and relationship reflection. the journal includes looking back questions intended to encourage reflection after bucket list items are checked off. This reflective component is important because it shifts the focus from chasing experiences to understanding their meaning. Couples can use prompts to revisit what they accomplished, what they enjoyed most, and how the journey impacted their relationship. Reflection can surface gratitude, strengthen emotional connection, and reinforce positive memories, especially when life becomes stressful or routine. It can also reveal what kinds of activities genuinely deepen connection, which can guide future planning. The looking back section helps couples see their shared goals, not as isolated events, but as part of a larger story of partnership and growth, in a category where some couples' books emphasize advice or therapy-style exercises. This journal supports connection through lived experiences and thoughtful review of those experiences. The result is a structured way to pause, appreciate progress, and celebrate the identity the couple is building together through intentional choices. In conclusion, our bucket list, a journal for couples, is best suited to partners who want a shared project that blends planning, creativity, and memory keeping. It works well for newlyweds, engaged couples, long-term partners looking to refresh their routine, and gift givers who want something interactive rather than purely decorative. The practical benefit is that it provides a simple structure for turning relationship intentions into actionable experiences, while also giving couples a consistent space to document what they did and what it meant to them. The emotional benefit is the sense of continuity it creates, reinforcing that the relationship is being actively shaped, not passively lived. Compared with many couples' journals that rely mainly on daily questions or communication prompts, this book stands out by anchoring connection in shared adventures and the process of completing goals together. It also differs from generic bucket list notebooks by explicitly supporting two-person collaboration and by combining goal setting with documentation and keepsake building. For couples who enjoy intentional living and want a record of their journey, it offers a motivating, approachable framework that can become a cherished artifact of their life together. If you would like to support Levity Note, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.